A reading from 1 Samuel, chapter 2, beginning at verse 18. But Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. Each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, "May the Lord give you children by this woman, to take the place of the one she prayed for and gave to the Lord." Then they would go home. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord and continued to grow in stature and in faith, favor with the Lord and with people. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 41.
Praise and glory to God.
Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ the Word.
Well, I think it's a bit strange that we have these readings about Jesus' childhood on the Sunday after Christmas, that they're normally here on the Sunday. And it's a Sunday when normally there are not many children in church, like today. But here we are. Maybe it gives us older folk in church an opportunity to reflect on children and childhood. One thing to note is that this account of Jesus' birth and childhood, in this account, the evangelist Luke intentionally echoed the account of Samuel's early years. As I noted before Christmas, the song of Mary is quite similar to the song of Hannah. And Luke also concludes his account of Jesus' early years with words similar to those describing Samuel. So Luke says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Even though there's a lot more in both books, the books of Samuel and the Gospel of Luke, about Samuel or Jesus respectively in later life, it's clear that their childhood was also formative, that who they were was shaped in their childhood. Sometimes we imagine Jesus as being plonked out of heaven and walking like an alien on earth. But that was not so. Jesus did not come into this world with infinite knowledge. Rather, he experienced a childhood and grew in understanding and wisdom. He was a Jewish boy of that time. I think that this time of where he was born, that this was not only the right time, the full time, as it's called in the Bible, because the world needed Christ, or because it was ripe for God's word, or because God had heard the prayers of the faithful, but also because there in occupied Galilee, in a small village, and in the midst of a working family, there were the right conditions for the Messiah to grow up, to be formed in wisdom, to become the person that would not only reveal God to humanity, but also to die for all humans. So there, and then with Mary and Joseph in Galilee, that was the right time for the Son of God to be born. Maybe I'm laboring the point here, but I wonder whether Jesus would have been somewhat confused and not quite so clear if he had grown up in today's world. Even in its imperfections, the world of Galilee 2,000 years ago, was the right place and time for the Son of God to be born and to grow up. Maybe that should also give us today some respect for that culture and time and for that way of living, rather than regarding it as backward, as so many Christians even regard it today. After all, this was the culture that shaped our Lord here on earth. As we look on at Samuel and Jesus growing up, I also want us to remember how our own childhood has formed us. Certainly some things that we remember from our childhood were hard and problematic. But for many of us, it has also been a very good and valuable time in our life. And it certainly is not just a time that prepares us for adulthood, for the real life, so to say, but rather in itself, in and of itself, childhood is of value. It shapes our lives more than we often credit for. You probably have know that in courts, patterns of criminal behavior are often explained by referring to difficult childhoods. Our upbringing influences our entire life, even though our childhood does not determine later life exactly. There is no denying that our childhood is very influential. It can also be so in very good ways. I certainly look back at my childhood more fondly than with regret. And I can see how my childhood experiences have formed me. I know, for example, that my appreciation for mountains was formed when I was young. We normally went on holidays in Switzerland, where I played in mountain streams by the lakeside, walked on mountain tracks, and ran down steep mountain meadows. We often went for walks in the beautiful mountain surroundings, often not that voluntarily, actually. My parents had to drag us up mountains, bribe us with the next lolly to climb the next height. Of course, we children would have preferred to sit in front of the TV, but looking back, I hope it wasn't the little TV that I watched that had more of an effect on me, but rather the walks in the mountains. Well, I follow this experience to this very day and drag my children up mountains. Whether they'll be grateful for the experience or not, well, we'll see in future. The things I really value today were often shaped by my childhood. The visit to the temple at 12 years old would have been formative for Jesus as well. Here he could sense how generations of people agonized and argued about the relationship between God and humanity, a relationship he himself embodied. He would have realized how different the relationship was that he himself experienced with his heavenly Father, and yet how so much in the temple also echoed it. So I invite you to also think back to your own childhood and also, for example, to your church experience for a moment or two. What was it in your early years that really shaped your life? To what extent do you think that your childhood shaped the person you became? How influential were your childhood dreams throughout your life? And what is it that you really miss now? What do you long for from your younger years? R- remembering that is not useless nostalgia, I think, but rather an appreciation of our lives. And at times it's good to do this. As I said, childhood is not only about becoming useful members of society, but a time in our lives that has value and significance on its own. As we remember our own childhood, who do we think influenced us? Who did we learn from? And who hurt us? I can still remember the bullies at school, but also the friends. I can remember the grumpy adults and also those who encouraged the good in me. For example, I always remember a Sunday school teacher whom I respected, who worked tirelessly for years to teach children about the love of God and really introduced them to the Bible. Today, as we focus on the very brief account of the childhood of Samuel as well as of Jesus, we may ask ourselves, what effect do we have on the children in our lives? How do we lead them in good ways in this their formative time? How do we show them that they are valued and loved? There is, of course, a lot more to be said about our readings, but I want to leave it at that today. Maybe today we can just be thankful that God has made us humans as a species with a long childhood. We grow up slowly, but through our lack of independence, we have this precious time when we are formed and when we can play and explore the world at times very deeply, such as Jesus did. We can develop the trust that is so important in our own relationship with God. And so I want to encourage you today to look at your own childhood with thankfulness and also to be thankful for the children that are part of your own life now.